I want to touch base with the NSRI about a story that started crossing my social media feeds yesterday, that a South African man is missing in Mozambique, having disappeared in very strange circumstances. Law enforcement agencies and maritime authorities are continuing the search for skipper John Mutambu. He is missing along with an unidentified passenger believed to have chartered his fishing boat. That boat was found beached and completely burnt out on the Mozambican coastline on Sunday. The NSRI's Craig Lambanon with me on the line now. Craig, thank you very much for joining us. And I'm mindful of the fact that this is now a police investigation as well as a maritime one. But can you give us any update or just give us add to anything of those very bare bones I've just shared with our listeners about what seems to have happened here? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much. So we simply don't know what has happened. This charter boat was rented or chartered for a, presumably for a fishing expedition. It was expected to have gone north towards the Mozambique border or towards St. Lucia. The vessel simply didn't return, and then the wife contacted the NSRI to say, listen, they're overdue. NSRI did get involved. A search was initiated, including a rescue vehicle that drove up the beach St. Lucia way, as well as the entire coastline, law enforcement agencies, local resorts, local community members, local boats were all put on high alert, all ships alert was posted, and in the next day the boat was found. But there's still no sign of the two men who were on board the boat, so that's the skipper and a person who chartered the boat.
Yeah.
The difficulty here is that it appears that the information that the person who chartered the boat is false information or incorrect information.
Mm.
And, you know, we're hoping this is all a simple misunderstanding and that there was an accident and both men got off the boat and they've somehow in Mozambique somewhere looking for assistance. That is the hope. But at this stage now, it is obviously a concern, and there are fears that something untoward has happened.
Yeah.
And law enforcement agencies, the police, are continuing in investigations, trying to determine. I know we're trying to get a photograph of the man who rented the boat, and that will hopefully, when we publish that, that will give us some kind of an indication. Maybe someone will come forward and tell us who he actually is. But at this stage, this is a mystery.
Sure. Craig, obviously the fact that it's a cross-border mystery makes things that much more complicated. Or are you finding that you've got good relationships with authorities on either side of the border who are all collaborating with the same sort of end goal in mind?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's collaborating, and commendations to that collaboration, commendations to everybody who's searching. Concerns and thoughts are with the family of the missing man, especially the missing skipper at this stage, because you can imagine the anxiety there, not knowing what has happened.
Yeah.
But look, this is anyone with information, we are appealing to them to come forward. Contact NSRI. They can contact me on 24 hours, 0823803800. And obviously, we are keeping the family as best informed as possible. But this, as I say, this is a mystery, and it's a something that's quite unique that doesn't normally, it's not something we normally faced with.
Mm.
And we simply don't know what has happened, other than we found the boat burnt, completely burnt out. We found a first aid kit next to the boat that appears to have been used. So, but that all adds to the mystery.
Mm.
And it's a very, very unusual situation to be faced with. You know, everybody at the moment is trying their utmost, and high commendations to our South African police services in cooperation with Mozambique authorities, who are doing everything they can to try to find John and the man, hoping that they are both okay.
Craig Lambanon, thank you so much. We really appreciate that update. I know under pressure with a live ongoing search effort underway and very little clarified information available, we so appreciate what you could share with us there. Just to echo thoughts with the family of the missing man, and one hopes that you'll get some sort of answer sooner rather than later. We'll keep you posted. We have reached out to police to see if we can get any further information from them, but nothing forthcoming at this point. So I know between ourselves and the Eyewitness News team, we'll keep you updated if there are any developments in that case.